All right. Well, welcome, everyone, to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's 9 on the East Coast. We're brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back in with the second question. Or three or four, I mean, you know. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who's also the station manager for the Essence of Success Radio Network. Time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. Now, for more information, to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we also accommodate you folks on the East Coast, so don't worry about the 7 p.m. Cutoff time. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and Monday night. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do, huh? All right, and with that, let me bring in my co-host and the station manager, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Psychic Readings. We have a very special guest tonight. Her name is Paula. Paula, I'm going to answer you live on the air. We go for an hour, but we have, if we go over a little bit, it's okay, but Monday nights is only an hour. Sunday, we are on the air for an hour and a half. I have, if you can believe it, no announcements for this week, Lennis.
You don't? Well, you have an anniversary announcement today.
Oh, I do. Paula's anniversary is tomorrow. Happy anniversary, Paula.
Thank you. It's my 14th anniversary tomorrow.
Happy anniversary, Paula. Well, I have some birthdays. Happy birthday to Maxwell McGuire. Happy birthday to Mr. Louis Gutierrez. Happy birthday to Tiffany Castera. Happy birthday to Peggy Correa. Hope you have a really good birthday. And happy birthday coming up to Pamela Ingram, and Emma Kennard. Girl, I know you burning up in Texas. And happy birthday to Gigi Cohen. I hope that you all are blessed. Oh, one more, Walter Dubai. Happy birthday to you, too. And I hope you all have a blessed day and very enjoyable. Okay, now, just to go over, to reiterate, I know it's Monday. We do this on Sunday, but we're going to do it Monday, too. So we just got through the new moon, the solar eclipse. Yay! It was a good deal, good thing. So now coming up is, and don't forget, from June, we've got those six planets retrograde. Ha-ha. But anyway, coming up next will be the full moon on the 27th of this month. Also at that time will be the lunar eclipse, and it's supposed to be the longest one since I don't know when. Maybe Nina or Paula could tell us about that. But anyway, and then also the caviar Mercury retrograde. You know you love it. It starts on the 26th and ends August the 19th. Okay, and I think that's it for my announcements. So without further ado, are you ready, Paula?
I sure am.
Okay.
Paula.
Our first,
I have a question.
Go ahead, Nina.
I have a question for you, Paula, before we get into this. With,
okay,
the full, with the full moon and a lunar eclipse, how do you feel about that?
You know what? This is going to be interesting. I'm really feeling the power of it coming. And, you know, normally on full moons, I use them for releasing. I always do a balance of both releasing and calling in. That's what I like to do. I like to keep my balance. But full moons are always really good for releasing. But there is something about this new moon, this full moon coming up with the solar eclipse. It's like it's going to dig down deep. And we may think that we have dealt with a lot of stuff before, but it's going to dig out any little crevices, any little cracks, and really get us squeaky clean, you know? I got chills running up and down me right now because it just feels like it's really good. It's like an evolution of humanity, right? We're really gonna let stuff go at a deeper level than we ever have.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for, and thank you for letting our listeners know this as well, because this is something I've always said to them. And also, you've got to watch out for people's temperaments at this time. So just something for everyone to be aware of. So thank you very much, Paula.
Yes, thank you very much for that. And Nina, quick prayer. Almost forgot.
All right.
Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it, our will be done. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically from our past, our present, and future. From the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Last one, every day our will creates 100% vibration and energy. Every day our will creates pineal gland power. Every day our will creates an infinity of love. Every day our will creates soul nourishment. And every day our will creates financial abundance. So be it. Our will be done. Okay. All right. Got the prayers out. Thank you. All right, ladies. Are we ready now?
We are. Yes.
Okay. First caller, area code 920. You are on the line with Ninas, Ms. Nina, and Paula. Who is this?
Okay, my name is Amy. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, okay, Amy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And can we answer for you today, young lady?
Okay, and I do have a question, but I just want to say a quick comment to Paula. I hope that there isn't too much more cleaning out to be done, because I feel like the universe, God has, you know, had more come to Jesus moments with me lately than ever, and it's just like been a purging and a cleansing. So I hope that I've taken care of all of that so far. Has that happened to you too? I mean, lately.
Oh, I feel it. You know, I always say growth is growth. I always like looking back at it from the other side. But when I'm going through it, it's yucky, you know. And actually, recently on the last full moon, I went through something that I thought I had already released everything from, and I went back to again and released even more, and it cleared me up even more. So I know what you're talking about. Like, it's like, oh, how much am I going to do this? You know, haven't we done this enough? And but you know, to be squeaky clean on the other side and just going up that level, and to be able to look back after, you know, even a few months, or after 6 months, or after a year, and you're just not the same person anymore. You're so much more. I don't even like to use the word healed, like more reconnected to who you really are, you know,
right.
That you've released more stuff, that you're more, you know, call it what you want to say, more like in touch with your spirit, in touch with your divinity, you know, and walking in your true power. It's worth it. I mean, growth is growth, though. So.
Well, you know? I sure hope whatever needs to be found gets found in between all the cells this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard, it's difficult. Okay,
it
so
is.
My question this evening is, and thank you so much for taking my call, is I know that, you know, I'm not meant to be alone, and I've been doing a lot of trying to do a lot of manifesting and prayer and healing around relationships, and I'm just wondering if you see any boyfriend, anybody coming in the near future for me?
Lennis, you go for this first.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a man in a suit. I'm still concentrating. I'm seeing a man in a suit. But he's at a distance. I'm looking at him like far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean it's going to be real soon. But I do see a man in a distance. Have you been doing any or checking into it, the social media dating?
I am just not that crazy about social media.
Okay, good.
I'm trying
good.
To
I'm glad
actually
to hear that, but,
breathe some new energy and doing some other things around town, but I'm not into that.
Okay.
Good.
Paula, what do you see?
You know, first thing that comes up is I can see something about the way you're manifesting. They're saying something about the way that you're manifesting. So may I ask you, what is it that you say when you're manifesting? What do you do?
Well, I guess, well, I do a lot of prayer and things like that, but I'm trying to get out and do more meeting people, things such as that.
Mm-hmm. So what they're showing me is, to show you the secret to manifestation, is feeling. They're saying that you can amp it up. And I know this to be true for myself because I've been through this myself. Actually, my anniversary tomorrow, I manifested my husband by doing this very same thing. So what they're showing me is I agree with Lennis there that there's a man, but he's off in the distance, right? And he actually feels very strong, very good energy. But the way that you can help bring in, and not just him, but whatever you're manifesting, is feel it. So you make a list of, you know, what you would want in a soulmate or a man or whatever, you know, like whatever your terminology is, and make the list, but then feel him there with you, you know, like maybe you're wanting a man who likes to watch movies with you. So feel what it would be like to have that partner that enjoys the same movies as you. Maybe you want a man who is, maybe his number one love language is physical touch, so he likes to hold hands and hug and stuff. Feel what it would be like to be in his embrace. Feel what it would like, what would it like to be to hold his hand and walk out in public everywhere, or maybe he grabs your hand just when you're driving down the road and you know, your heart goes a flutter. Feel those feelings, like feel what it would feel like to be with him before he comes into your life, right?
Right.
And just really spend that time, and not just for a few seconds, you know. So they're just showing me that, you know, yes, there is somebody coming, but that we can throw up blocks by thinking a different way. So that would be my suggestion, like that's what's coming through for me for you, is really get into the feelings of everything and do it for quite a while, like a daydream, you know, like not just for a few seconds, but spend some time with your man before he comes. And I'll bet you anything that when he shows up, you'll already know him because you've already spent all that time with him.
Okay,
I'm going to break in just for a second, Paula. I'm sitting here chuckling, and I'm sure Lennis is too. Because, Paula, this is what we tell our callers all the time. Make a list, manifest. And we constantly tell them. So thank you very much, Paula, for telling Amy that. That just made my heart soar. And my uncle was telling me exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing as what Paula was saying. He's there, but you need to manifest him. He's off in the distance, Amy.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, ladies. Well, that's what I wanted to call and ask about. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Or the rest of the week. Yeah. Okay. Next caller, area code 312. You're on the air with Lennis, Paula, and Miss Nina. Who's this? 312, you're on the air. Who's this? Okay, I guess it's somebody that just wants to listen. That's fine. Okay, next caller, area code 404, you're on the air with Lennis, Paula, and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my darling. This is Shanika.
Hi. This is who? I'm sorry.
Shanika.
Shanika, can you turn that down your radio, please?
Okay, let me take you off. Okay, could you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah,
did you
say Shanika is your name?
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Go ahead. Well, good afternoon, young lady. And what question may we answer for you?
Hi, ladies. I was talking about my moving situation. Like, my lease had ended like a month ago. And I've recently gotten into it with my mom, so I'm just out and about, just taking a breather at my aunt's house. So, like, when do you see me getting settled into, like, a new place? I'm really concerned about my move situation.
Okay. First off, are you working?
Yes.
Okay. So you're at a place where you can save money to get your own apartment then, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm able to save and get my own place. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm feeling something within you needs to change for all this to come about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
you got a soft heart, but you need to strong up your back, as they say. Go ahead.
Yeah,
somebody was talking.
That was me, Lannis. It's Nina. Shanika, I'm picking up. You need to make things up with your mom, be on speaking terms with her again before you can move forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paula, are you picking up anything?
Yeah, very similar to that in that there's a broken energy there for, and it's interesting because it's tied to the mother making up with her or fixing something in that relationship, just getting on better terms, and then being comfortable. How do I put this? It's like a sense of, you don't want to flee from one place to make a home in another because you've got that fleeing energy in it. And it really feels like you have a place coming. It's just the energy needs to calm down a bit. So would it be possible for you to have a conversation with your mom smooth some feathers.
She's so hard. She's so hard. She's just so hard. The lady is just, she's just not, I don't know. She's just not that mom you can just go up to and just have a conversation with about deep stuff. Mm-hmm. You want to get off her chest and vent to. You want to kiss her and hold her. She's just not that type of mom. She's not that type of mom. If I tell her something like try to have a womanly conversation, she'll look at me funny like, you still a child, but she don't understand I'm older now. So things I know now, she just look at me funny. So if I come to her and have a conversation, it's still, I don't know. I guess I feel like it's just how she was raised up. I don't know.
I'm also feeling, I can understand that, you know, like a struggling relationship like that. I'm feeling like thanking her. It's kind of weird when you can't force anything with somebody, but if you come at it from a direction and just say, hey, you know what, I know you didn't have it easy, and I'm just thankful that you brought me, you know, you raised me, you brought me into the world, you raised me, you, whatever you know, you're thankful for with her. Focus on the good stuff like that and just let her know, because I'm sensing that she's hard on herself, and she's had people
hard on her whole life. Yep.
Therefore, she's hard on you, right?
Yep.
And that
she needs
some loving. It's kind of like, and this happens so often that our children, I'm a mother of four, by the way, but this happens so often that our children are our teachers. And, you know, it may not even sound fair or not, but this woman needs some love, and even if she doesn't accept it from you at the time, it's going to be good for her soul. It's going to be good for her energy, and it'll be good for your guys' relationship. You know, if you just go and you tell her, you know, thank you for all that you've done. And but it's got to be real, right? Like, you can't make it up. Like, you have to be, think about, you know, like, did she bring you into the world? Did she raise you? You know, did she keep you alive? You know, I get it. I had issues with my mother, and so I get trying to speak out, you know, like, what can I tell her? You know, so grasping at straws, you know. So,
and some things
I know you
don't
do
change.
It.
Yeah, and some things don't change. My suggestion to you, Shanika, would be to write your mom a letter.
Yes.
And at the end of the letter, mm-hmm. tell her, I know that you're my mom and I'm your daughter, but can we be friends? Okay?
Good idea.
You can put
good
in there
idea.
How you feel and how she raised. Maybe you disagreed at the way certain things her response was in your raising. That's okay. Let her know. But also let her know that you forgive her because, like Paula
mm-hmm.
says, the love. So let your mom know, like, I didn't appreciate, you know, that you felt this way about blah, blah, blah. But maybe I did not understand, Mom. But I forgive you for that, right? You're not holding on animosity. I forgive you for that. You know, I'm telling you this because I did this, and my mother wasn't amenable to it. But I felt better writing a letter and telling her how I felt about my life. So this is what I'm telling you. But at the end, you got to let her know you love her. She's still your mom and you're her daughter. But can we be friends? Can we just be friends?
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll be, I'm telling you, it will be okay, trust me. If you write the letter, if you feel like you can't talk to her, then write the letter. And she'll respond to you. She'll respond.
Okay.
But if nothing else, you feel better about yourself because you did put forth the effort to try and resolve this and reconcile your differences. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom is human,
okay.
just like you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys. So, with, you
You're
know,
welcome.
Once I do this in my new place, of this will, this energy won't carry over to my new place.
Well,
no, you should do it while you're where you're at now. Go
yeah,
ahead,
yeah,
Paula.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
it was. Me. Oh no, I'm just agreeing. Sorry.
Yeah, and it was me and you. Yeah, Shamika, you need to first write that letter to your mom. Make sure that she understands, you know, how you feel too. Tell her that you love her, and then don't take that negative energy into your new place. So once you do all of that, you should be good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might be surprised.
Okay.
When you get in your new place, your mom might come over, and you two be like old girlfriends, be laughing and stuff, and be like another side of your mom you never enjoy. It's true.
Okay.
True story.
Okay.
Okay. So we're
okay,
going to be praying for
guys.
We're going to be praying for you. So you just keep that head high and know that your mom loves you and you love her. You just have a differences of understanding about life, but not about love.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a wonderful week and thanks for calling. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus, Miss Nina, and Paula here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Don't forget, Miss Nina is in there in the chat room if you know, don't want to talk to us over the phone. She'll definitely answer your question in the chat room as well. Okay, and we have Paula with us as a guest psychic tonight with us. Well, spiritualist, I'd say. She's all around. Anyway, area code 613, you're on the air with Linus, Miss Nina, and Paula. Who's this?
My name is Donna.
I'm sorry?
Madonna.
I'm Madonna.
Yeah, it's Donna.
Oh, it's just Donna. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Donna. Okay. Well, Donna, welcome to the show. What question can we ask for, answer for you today?
I've been seeing a man over the past 9 months, and I'm just wondering if you see him and I continuing to see each other.
Oh, okay. What's his first name, Donna? That's all we need.
Chris.
Okay. And this is a male?
Yes.
Okay. God, why do I feel so heavy in my head about Chris? Does he have a lot on his mind, or is he a busy person?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Hmm. So you've been in this relationship for, you said, what, 9 months? What is the communication like between you and understanding?
There's not, like, a lot. Like, I mean, it's kind of more of a, it's not like a serious relationship. We're just kind of seeing each other when it works out.
Is Chris with another woman?
No, I don't think so, no.
Mm, okay.
Okay, Donna, I'm confused. My angels are confused. Do you want this relationship to go a step further or remain the same?
Either way. I want either.
I'm not picking up anything clear. Paula, are you picking up anything?
I'm picking up that he's preoccupied. And it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like, okay, here's what I'm picking up. He's preoccupied. It actually feels, I don't think it's another woman. I think it's like life. I don't know if it's sports or work or something like that, but that you're not the priority in his life, right? That something else is. It's taking up his time and his mind. And then I feel like it feels like you are going to be the one in his life that he kind of wakes up to, as in if you decide to end this, that it's going to wake him up and make him realize that he's going to keep repeating his patterns over and over and over again and never have a relationship. It doesn't feel like the type of relationship you'd want to settle down with right now. Like I just want to tell you, you deserve so much more, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
There's so much more out there, so much more love and deepness and partnership and friendship, you know? He doesn't feel like a bad guy, though, you know? Like, I'm not getting the sense to tell you to run,
mm-mm.
you know? So
do you
it's
see
kind
him
of more like a
simmering,
you know?
Do you see?
Pardon me?
See him still? Do you see him still continuing to spend time with me at some point?
I think he's got to learn his lesson. I know that's
yeah.
Really
I feel
cool
that's real
mean,
shaky too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like mm-hmm. I think that if you continue on the way you've continued on, you're going to keep getting what you've gotten, you know, and you're not going to the relationship's really going to go nowhere. It's like he needs to be shaken up. Not that I'm not talking about manipulation or anything like that. All I'm saying is, like, if you change the parameters of the relationship or even end the relationship, it's going to wake him up, you know? But if you keep allowing whatever's been going on, whatever's been distracting him, then he's just going to keep going on. What's that saying? It's coming to my head now of why fix something that's not broken? That's the way he's looking at it, you know? But I think that you want more, you know, and there's definitely going to be a time in your life when you definitely want more, you know?
So if I were to, like, not communicate with him as much or not enable this sort of behavior, would that encourage him to want to spend more time with me or to be more forthcoming with me or for things to change between him and I where we would spend more time together?
Yeah, I think he has to crash, you know, hit rock bottom in that aspect to realize what he's lost, right? To realize what's important to him.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Donna, why are you settling?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Venice.
Thank you.
I mean, I really want to know, why are you settling? You're an intelligent, beautiful woman. You're a queen. Why are you settling for somebody that's a Mickey Mouse man, the shaky at best? I see his feet firmly planted on the ground. I don't see you in front of him.
Yeah.
So I want to know, why are you settling? You're a much better person than that, and you deserve better, girlfriend. Please. You're a good
Amen
woman.
Thank you.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, I'm not looking for anything, like, super serious right now, and I really like him, and that's why. It's not, like, I'm not looking to get married. I'm not looking to settle down. I just really like him, and I would really like to have, you know, a bit of time with him, and I'm just trying to figure out how to either make things change or trying to figure out what to do. That's all.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best thing. But, you know, she feels like she wants to be there. So, you know, like they say, sometimes, you know, experience has to slap you in the face, and then you learn the lesson. So the three of us are telling you, this is not the guy for you. You're a much better woman. Like, you're a 10, he's a 3, okay?
Yeah.
He eventually will be a 10. Yes, he will, but not right now. So, again, why are you settling? You could still have your light and airy relationship. That's okay. You know, if you don't want to settle down with anybody right now on permanency, there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. That's your prerogative. But if you're looking for light and airy, he ain't the one. He's the one that's light and gone.
can I just ask, so, like, if I were to change the way, like, didn't tolerate his behavior, would that bring him around to me?
Oh, man. What we are saying to you, Donna, is why are you settling for a man that does not put you first? Even if it's only temporary. And just because you like him, go find somebody that's going to put you first.
They're meant to pursue. They're meant to hunt. They're meant to find the woman that they want and put her way up high and treat her like a queen. That is their genetics. And he is not doing that with you. So, like, you like him, but wouldn't you like somebody else who would actually treat you better, you know, like put you as their number one priority?
Yeah, but I'm not really looking for that right now. Like, I really like this person. And
Okay. So why she likes the way she's being treated. Stop. She likes the way she's being treated. So that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
No,
if you're happy with that, if you like it, we love it, girlfriend. That's fine. Okay, well, I want to thank you, Donna, for calling. I'm sorry, Paula?
Oh, I just said if you're fine with everything, Donna, why did you ask the question? There's something within you that's not fine with it.
It's not that I'm not fine with it. It's just that I'm trying to figure out how do I interact with this person. Like, is there anything I can do to make him, you know, want to spend more time with me? Like, as you said, he's preoccupied. And he needs to hit rock bottom. So, I mean, if I were to stop communicating with him, would that encourage him to want to speak with me or, you know, spend more time with me? Like, that's all. I'm just trying to think of other options. Are there other ways to manage this?
No.
Yeah,
he's not going to change. He doesn't want to.
Okay, so
No, ma'am. Not other than what we told you. That was the best that we brought forward for you. So
If that is the way you see things and that's the advice that you could give, then that's fine. That's your opinion about it, and thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. And you have a wonderful week, and I hope that things improve for the better for you. Okay? God bless you. She's off.
Okay.
Area. Go ahead, Paula.
No, it's Nina. Can I say something first?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we are telling you, our guides are telling us, or our angels are telling us, it's not our opinion. This is what we are getting from our guides and from our angels. So it's got nothing to do with opinion. This is what they are telling us to tell you. Just make that clear.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, next call, area code 4405. You're on the air with Linus, Miss Nina, and Paula. Who's this?
Hello, this is Nick.
Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Y'all doing all right this evening?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling. My father passed away 5 months ago from Friday, and his birthday is actually tomorrow, and I was just wondering if y'all might be able to connect with him.
What's your father's first name?
David. He sometimes went by Michael.
Okay, Nick, somebody came forward. Does your father kick his legs up or kick his feet up?
Yes.
Did he ever used to do that, like raise his legs up or whatever or something? It's like he can dance now. He can dance, he can walk, and all that. So did he have a problem prior to his wings?
Well, he had some trouble walking, even though he could still walk. But he always at night would, you know, put his legs up and.
Okay.
You know,
well, now he's walking and dancing like no tomorrow. He's happy. He's doing very good. Very good. What did you want to ask? I've got him there. It usually takes me a minute, but he's there.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know.
Did you want to ask him something?
Well, I didn't have anything specific at the moment, I guess. You know, his passing was like super, super sudden and out of the blue, and I guess, you know, it was just, you know, me and him were really, 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 really close, and so it's just, this is actually the first time I've tried reaching out.
Nick, he's saying something about accounting. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to tell you while he's talking to me, there's something about accounting and budgets, and he's showing me an accounting thing, like, what is it, assets and whatever that is. He's showing me a book with that in accounting. Do you do stuff like that or something?
No, but him and my mom, his wife, did that for many, many years, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, he's saying something about the books, but he's smiling.
Uh-huh.
It's not anything bad. I don't know if you need to check or maybe your mom check or what, but he's smiling. So maybe whatever that was in transit or to transpire turned out well, or it turned out good. But
right.
Like I said, he's smiling about it. You have a little girl or a niece?
No niece, no little. I got like two close friends that have little babies, but.
Okay, well, I think this is you, but it's either you or you have a sister. It feels more like a niece. He's very happy for her, so it feels more like a niece, and she's young. She's just barely five or six, but he's happy for her, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'll think on that one.
He's happy for. And he's showing me some blue shoes, but he's not telling me about them, but they are sharp.
Yeah.
They're blue shoes.
His favorite color was blue. I don't remember him wearing blue shoes per se, but his favorite color was always blue.
Well, maybe he's wearing the shoes now that he always wanted to wear.
Yeah,
and they're sharp.
Yeah.
And they're sharp looking, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If I can just say, it's Nina. Nick, he's always with you. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that. And if you need to ask him anything, go ahead and ask him. He'll show you the answer. Just be open to accept the signs that he's given you for the answers of the question. Paula, have you got anything else to say?
Yeah, I would add to that. I felt it makes sense when you said he went fast, because it felt like almost like unfinished business between you two, as in he just like a good relationship, and just would have felt like there, like you would have wanted more time with him. And a good strong bond. He smiles a lot, and I agree, he's dancing, you know, and everything. He's just so free right now. He also wants you to know, and as like Nina said, is that he's with you. I can feel that he's around you a lot, like a spirit guide. He is. I mean, I've seen dimes. Dimes are pretty common for past loved ones to leave us messages that they're actually physically with us. And so if you've been finding dimes or if you start finding dimes, they're from him, if you think of him, you know, anything like that. I also see the bed moving down or like cushions moving down. I don't know if it's a bed. It's like it's a cushion or a bed sitting down beside you, like almost like stroking you while you're sleeping. Maybe your head and your shoulders, like kind of like when you're a little boy, you know, and then a parent comes in to check on you, but you're a grown man right now, right? And he's sitting there loving on you like that. He's around you. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that he is, I don't know if you have sensed spirits before or not, but he is definitely wanting you to know that he's there, and he's going to be communicating with you. Like I said, if you haven't noticed already, he's going to be. Dimes and quarters, I'm seeing some feathers sitting down beside you. Maybe you'll feel like somebody touching you, like touching your head, and you'll wake up or you'll realize it, or maybe touching your shoulder, you know, anything like that. So he's a lovely man, by the way, just lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting you said the bed thing. I the last couple of months or so, I had actually bought a new bed, and that on the headboard it came with a light installed that has like a little button on the side that you can just tap, and the light will do different levels of light. And so many times, I mean, a handful of times throughout each week, I'll like come into my room and that light will be on.
Should be.
Yeah.
Your sign from your father. Just listen, and whatever questions you are asking of him, he will answer for you. Just make sure you have your heart open to the answers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And he's going to enjoy his birthday tomorrow. Get a little cupcake, put a candle in it, sing happy birthday to him. He'll love it. You might even feel like laughing. He's there. Like, all right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Nick, for calling and sharing your dad with us. That was very nice. And enjoy the birthday tomorrow, okay? And happy birthday to your dad. Happy birthday,
all
David,
right.
Michael. Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you all. Good night.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. Have a wonderful week. Okay. We got time for two more. Let's get in here. Area code 347. You're on the air. There it goes. You're on the air with Linus, Miss Nina, and Paula. Who's this?
This is Aaliyah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Aaliyah. My name is Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Okay, well, welcome to the show, Aaliyah. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, well, what question can we answer for you today, young lady?
I have a financial problem, and I've been looking for work lately. And I want to know, do you see, like, work in the future for me?
Work in the system? I'm sorry. Say it again. You're looking for a job?
Okay, go ahead, Aaliyah. She's looking for work, and she wants to know if we see anything for her in the near future.
Okay, and what field are you in so we can concentrate on that?
What do you mean with you? I'm not understanding.
When you're working, what do you do for when you apply for a job? What are you applying for? What position?
Like bartending, housekeeping.
Okay.
I'll apply for like housekeeping.
Okay, that's good. Thanks. Okay, I picked up the number 3. I don't know why I'm picking up the number 3, but I have picked up the number 3. Now, Paula or Lennis, if you can elaborate on that, that will help me immensely. But 3 is just, it's flashing at me.
She needs to put in number 3 applications. Go ahead, Paula.
Yeah, you know, when you were talking, I kept seeing a grocery store, actually, like a checkout clerk. And then you were asked, what field do you work in? And I'm having trouble hearing you on my end, so I kind of couldn't hear a lot of that. But I'm wondering if, okay, put out more resumes and go back face-to-face to speak with the managers of the places. And I actually feel it'll be a few more places and then you'll get it. But I think it's going to be in a grocery store.
A grocery store?
Yeah, it has a good energy for it. What do you ladies think?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up too, but I feel that it's good. Still flashing. I don't know why, but yeah. Lennis? Miss Lennis?
Huh? Uh-oh,
and also follow up. I'm getting that really strongly. Don't just hand out your resume. Follow it up. Go to the store or wherever you handed it in and just say, hey, you know, you're just checking on it. I don't even know what you would say, but just show up there, you know. There's something strong about that, too.
Okay. So I wanted to ask one more question.
Well, we've only got time for one more caller, and if you want to try and call back in, you can try that.
Okay. Call back in today?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't guarantee you'll get on the air, but you can try.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry.
That's okay. We're on to the next caller, area code 402. You're on the air with Lennis, Nina, and Paula. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Nice to meet all three of you. Hi. I can kind of go two ways. Do you want to look at relationships, or do you want to look at the people that have been vandalizing my house and tell me when they're going to be arrested?
I'm going to let you two take this one for a minute. I got to run to the bathroom. Thank you.
You choose which one you want.
Stay by yourself.
Which one?
Either one. If you're picking up something strongly on one of them.
Paula, are you picking up anything?
Yeah. The vandalizing. It's about taking the energy back for your place. It's about taking authority. It's almost, I don't know if you have any spiritual practices of setting up boundaries, but to enforce those boundaries. Like, there's something weak there. That's what I'm picking up. Like, I'm really feeling, I don't know, like crystals, smudging, setting intentions, taking your energy around your place. It feels weak. Do you own your place or are you renting? You own it.
No, I own it, but it has a shared wall. Okay.
It's like a
condo. And they have in the electric and my plumbing. So it's been interfered with my boundary. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is then. Okay. Because so you know about energy?
Yeah, a little bit. I pray a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to set up some crystals and set up a perimeter for one thing.
Yeah, what I'm sensing is that it's about pushing, it's kind of like taking your energy, instead of being a victim to the vandalizing, say, like, right now, I take authority, and, like, I don't know if you... I take authority right now, and nobody can cross this line and like mean it, you know. Send that energy out around the place. You can, if you smudge. If you like to use like essential oils or oils, you can put a bit on your fingertips, put them around the door frames, the windows, like around, and just say, this is my property. This is my space.
Right.
And nobody will touch it. Nobody will do anything. Go around the outside, like wherever it's going on. Like, it's really strongly about taking your energy back about the place. Forgive them. Forgive the people who did it, because they're not attacking you, you know.
They are.
It feels like they're just really messed up.
Yeah,
you know?
They killed my
cat. Like, you're
cat.
Not the only place they're doing it to.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know?
That's
so
why I'm hoping
it's kind of like a bully, talk. Right?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The energy. It feels like a bully. So that's why I'm like, don't take it personally. You know, don't let them, because when you take it personally, you give them your power, right?
Okay, yeah.
So just realize that you're not the only place being hit by them, right? They're just bullies, so understand that and let that go.
Do you see them getting caught?
Eventually,
yes. Yeah. I was going to say yes, but not at your place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't be with them doing it at your place. It'll be, but for sure, they are going to get caught.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. They need to be stopped. Yeah, you
they
know,
will
I
be.
Have put, I put, you know, blessed medals, St. Benedict medals, around the whole neighborhood. I have done a lot of that, but they keep coming in, and it's kind of what you said. It's that fact that they've got, you know, electrical going through my house. They've got the plumbing, so I can't separate it completely.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
It's okay. Everything will work out. Just be patient.
Okay.
Forgive them and move on. That's all
you
can do. If you see something,
that's my tough part. That's the tough part right there. I keep trying. I forgive them. I even have offered help to some of them who I know are doing it. But then I get really pissed when I see what they've done to my family and my home, everything.
Okay, but you know, that's where you have to take a step back. You can forgive them without interacting with them. I think that's where you're making a mistake. You don't need to interact with them. Just forgive them and move on. And if you see something, report it to the police. If you don't, I know it's hard, just be quiet and just forgive them.
Yeah, that's what I got to work on.
Sorry, we can't offer you anything more than that, but yeah, they will eventually be caught.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd still be walking.
You have a great rest of the week.
Thanks, honey.
And,
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, take care.
Take care.
Okay, our next caller is area code 347. Thank you, ladies. 347, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina and Paula. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay.
Who's I'm back?
It's Aaliyah.
Oh, Aaliyah. Okay, go ahead, because you can ask another question. You call back in. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask, like, about my relationship. That, I wanted to know, like, if he feels, like, the same way I feel. Because maybe I feel a little bit too strong. I don't know if I feel too strong about him. I'm, like, I got trust issues. And I want to know, like, if I'm not just over-exaggerating about how I'm thinking.
Okay, Aaliyah, what's his first name?
Kevin.
Okay, give us a minute.
Aaliyah, it's Paula here. I couldn't understand what you were saying, but I did hear about if you were over-responding, overreacting, and I just get a big no. You know, you're not. Something's up there. So to follow your own guidance, follow your own gut, you know, and don't cover anything up. Don't sugarcoat anything for yourself. That when you feel something is off, it is off.
Okay, Paula, she wants to know if she is going to have a relationship with Kevin.
She's in a relationship with Kevin. That's what she wants to know, is it's going to continue
to
work out.
My stomach hurts.
I don't know what to tell you about Kevin. At first, I got a headache a little bit, and then it went right away. So it wasn't anything to, you know, too much. I'm almost getting that Kevin is a player. I don't know why. I'm not getting him as a solid man in a relationship. I feel like he's just out there, like, whatever, get another notch in his belt or what. But I'm not feeling him in a solid relationship. Or committed, maybe that's the word, not solid, a committed relationship.
Yes.
Are you feeling those same responses from him? That you don't feel like he's being committed?
Yeah, I do. But he's incarcerated right now. So...
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Give me some holy water. Anybody, please.
Wait.
Aaliyah, I'm going to do a prayer in about 2 minutes, and I want you to stay on that. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to listen to, Lord have mercy, what did I do with it? Listen to this prayer. I'll let the ladies go ahead and talk to you about you women and men. I'm not saying because he's incarcerated, but how a man should be to you and you to a man. How's that? So,
I think you should find somebody else, Aaliyah. Paula, what do you think?
I agree. There's red flags going up for me, and my stomach keeps hurting, which is a physical manifestation of there's something really not right there. That you can do better, like as in there's somebody better out there for you. Again, I don't think he's making you his priority, even if he goes baby, you know, and begs you and stuff. You're still not his priority. And, excuse me.
No,
when
I said that, covered.
Yeah, if you're feeling something's off, if you have to question a relationship, then there's something wrong, right?
Aaliyah?
So, do you feel like somebody else is his priority? His first priority?
No, you need to find somebody else who... He's not
Aaliyah, find a new guy, period, okay? I'm Saturday night. Find a new guy. Kick him to the curb. Delete. 86. I don't care what you call it. He is not the one for you. You're a good woman. You're young. You're up and coming. You got goals in front of you. You want to go back to school, do some more things. He is not the one, okay? Period. No. Now, look for somebody else. Don't go through the social media. But as you go out, whether it's church or, you know, a picnic or whatever, gathering out, meet a different type and look for somebody different, okay? Just stay on the line. I'm not going to hang up on you. I want you to stay on the line and hear this prayer. And I want you to really think about what you want in life for you as far as a relationship, okay? Just stay on the line. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller because I know our time is going. Area code 504, you're on the line with Linus, Miss Nina, and Paula. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. I was calling to see if you could give me any insight to the job that I'm in right now. It's going through a lot of changes, and I believe... some people are going to get let go. I don't think it's going to be me, though.
What are they getting ready to go through, a layoff, Debbie?
Well, they're adding things, and our manager
has gotten away with a lot for a long time. I just feel like, and I could be wrong, that maybe they know what's going on now with her.
Okay, so what's your question?
Do you see it getting better?
As far as what, your position that you'll be there at the company?
Yes. If not, do you see me moving?
Moving up promotionally? Did you apply for a promotion?
Oh,
good
well,
for you.
No. I did not. I applied to leave, actually. I've been sending out resumes, but I feel like maybe God has me there for a reason. So I haven't moved.
I don't see you leaving. I really don't.
Okay.
No, things are going to get better for you. I see a new manager coming. New manager, new supervisor. Somebody new is coming in. That's all the angels are showing me right now. Paula?
Yeah, that's what I was seeing is like there's going to be some people, almost like there's like a handful of people standing in a room energetically and two or three of them are being dropped out. One person who seems to be a troublemaker either for you or for everyone is particularly being let loose. And then after that, it's like the dust settles and everything's washed clean and it's just a much better energy and you're actually happy, you know?
Yeah.
And
awesome.
So I agree. I don't think you're leaving, but I do think they are, you know?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
you feel
great.
Much better, like more power, more energy afterwards.
Yep.
Oh, that'd be...
Yep,
so
I agree.
Do you see me moving up? I mean, even at my level, it would be okay.
Yeah, definitely potential.
Okay.
3 months.
There's something there with you, too, but there's definitely potential. Like, it feels like the energy clears up for that, but there's something there with you. I don't know if you just need more training or what it is. It's something like that, you know, like something that has to deal with you before you move up, but the way would be clear, as in there's nobody sabotaging it. There's nobody like it does feel like new management, you know, it does feel like a newness. So maybe you're going to go for training or have a meeting with the manager or something or whoever's running it.
It'd be the vice president, but the person that is the troublemaker is the current manager. So that would be awesome. She's being investigated by the store we're in. Just a lot going on.
Debbie, that manager will be gone, but there'll be a new one stepping up. So
that'll be awesome.
Yeah. It will be a good place to work. A good place to work again.
That'll be awesome because I do like my job. I just she's paranoid, and I mean, I could go on, and I just don't even know how she's had a job as long as she has, to be honest with you. But she does, you know.
Let us know. Call back in a few weeks and let us know how things are going.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you. I will.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a wonderful week, young lady. One more call. Area code 229, you're on the air with Miss Nina, Paula, and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Nina. This is Melvin. Miss Linus.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey,
hi, Melvin.
Hello. How are you all doing tonight?
We're good.
Okay.
What's your question, Melvin?
My question is, I called in, you know, last week. I had concerns about my daughter, you know, with cancer, but I haven't heard from her. I've been calling her and texting her and trying to reach out to her, and I just want to know, you know, what y'all see, what's going on.
Go ahead. I feel like she's feeling weak because of the radiation or chemo, whatever that she's going through, has her tired and weak at times.
Paula, what are you picking up?
It's just a real drug down feeling, as in weak, you know, like like she's just hanging on with her life essence, you know, like, and just working on her body and herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she contacted.
She's going through treatments right now, Melvin, and she has to put all of her energy into that. I think once she's a little bit stronger, then you'll hear from her. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh. Because
but,
she...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. She's doing as well as she can be right now. And once she feels a little bit stronger, she will get a hold of you.
Okay, because she's, like, reaching out to other family members, and I was just concerned about why she didn't call me, because I don't know, we went over, like, what we supposed to went over about what type of cancer she has and when they're going to start treatment and, you know, what stage you're in and all that, but I haven't heard from her since then, so... Now, you all saying that she's already in chemo? She's already taking...
She's in some kind of treatment, yeah.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, because she reached out to every, you know, her mom and everybody else, and we have a, you know, relationship. I want to be involved, but I just don't know why she won't call me, didn't call me and tell me all of this was going to start. And she said she would. That's why I was concerned about why I'm seeing like I'm being blocked out. But
I don't think you're being blocked out, Melvin. I think she's just consumed with trying to improve her own health right now. I don't think she's deliberately blocking you.
Okay, no. She reaching out, you know, to other aunts and mother and brother and stuff like that.
No,
and I'm like,
no, but what I'm going to tell you is call her, leave her a message, tell her you're thinking about her and that you love her, and then I'm sure she will get back to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You call back and let me know what you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome,
Melvin. You're welcome, Melvin. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. And we will be praying for your daughter. Oops. I know where I could say. But anyway, Melvin, if you can hear us, we will be praying for your daughter. Okay. Well, we're almost at the end of the show, so I'm going to do this prayer real quick, and it's for a mate, a partner, a lover, a husband, boyfriend. Anyway, okay, and especially I got her on hold. Aaliyah, yeah, okay. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or a man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving, hello, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable,
by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling. Repeat, not settling. One more time, not settling for someone who is not our equal. Hope you heard that, Aaliyah. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. And that's the end of the mate prayer. How you like that, Paula?
I love it. Love it.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, well, Aaliyah, I hope that you heard that, and I hope that it blesses you, and you listen to the words that I just said, because you deserve a lot better. And also for any of the women that call in that's going through relationships, whatever, we all have ups and downs, back and forth. Lord knows that's the truth. But communication and understanding. I always say sex will be. That'll happen. But to be able to communicate with each other and have an understanding is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Because from there, everything else can evolve or be a bonus, whatever. So we've got another caller in. Area code 201, you're on the air with Miss Nina, Lennis, and Paula.
Hi, ladies.
Who's
how are you? Hi, this
Finding
is Jackie.
You.
I'm good. I'm good. I was just listening in. But since you called me up, I'm trying to get some financial stuff in order so I can move forward.
Okay.
I've been looking at alternative properties, and I'm also waiting on a decision from a judge, and I just want to see what you get, what you pick up.
Oh, that you're going to receive the property that the judge will rule in your favor? Is that your question?
Well, at least give me a resolution. If not, I'm going to look for something else. I have been looking.
Okay. I see it's going to go in your favor, but it's a little bit of delay, and it's like during this Mercury retrograde period at the end of August. I think you'll have your answers. Ladies, what are you picking up?
The same thing, that there's going to be a resolution to this. It's just, it may not be exactly as you think, but it'll be what's best for you, and it might just take a little while.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up, too. There's definitely a delay. I see it towards the end of August, beginning of September. It won't be,
right.
Won't be exactly like you first put down, but it will be close. It will be very close.
Yay.
Okay.
So
yay.
We both, all three of us, looking good, girl. Yeah. So the end of August, get ready. As they say, get ready.
Lennis, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and now I'm at this point where I'm seeing other things, and I'm like, you know what? I could have been I had my blinkers on. I wasn't paying attention to what's going on.
It's okay. It's all going to work out one way or the other. It is going to work out, and you will be at peace by the end of August.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
All right,
amen.
Jackie, call us back. Let us know.
Thank you.
Okay. When you call back, we're going to be celebrating with you, okay?
Yes.
yes, ma'am. All right. You
Thank
have a wonderful
you,
week, and thanks for calling. It was good hearing from you again. Thank you.
It's good.
Okay, one more caller. Area code 551, you're on the air with Paula, Miss Nina, and Lennis. Who's this?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Who is this?
Oh, this is T.
It's who? T?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Oh. T. Okay, hi, T. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
T, we're getting a really muffled sound from your phone. Have you got a radio on, or is your computer on too loud?
No, can you hear me now?
No.
You're muffled. You're real muffled. Yeah.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much better.
much better. Okay. All right, Miss T, go ahead with your question.
Hey, I was just calling because I want to know what is going on with all of these baby dreams that I'm getting, and what are you thinking of birthing something new or something?
Why do you keep, you said something, why do you keep getting what? I didn't understand that.
The baby dreams.
Oh, baby dreams. Oh. Paula, Nina.
Are you thinking about having another baby?
Oh, no, I don't have any.
Okay.
Is the person that you're messing with want to have kids? Has been talking to you about
right
having
now.
Children? I'm
no,
sorry?
Not right now. Not right now, I'm like.
I can't remember. What does it mean when you dream of babies? Does anybody know? Usually I can interpret dreams, but babies got me going right now. Because babies to me would be reversed. I would think of an older person.
No, babies are usually at the beginning.
I'm sorry?
Babies are usually a new beginning.
Oh, new beginnings. Oh, okay. Is that what you're picking up too, Paula?
Her phone just died.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. What are you picking up, Nina?
A new beginning of some sort.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out. This is like, I don't know. I don't know what these, like, Mercury retrogrades, like, it's just been, like, extremely, it's just been extremely, I'm been really fatigued and tired.
Oh, that could be because of what we're going through. I'll let Nina explain that to you, T, because there's so much going on this month of July. This is why last Wednesday, if anybody get a chance, go to the website and listen to last Wednesday in the studio show at 6 o'clock. I mean, you'll see it on the website. My whole show was dedicated to the month of July because of so much was going on in the sky. So I'll let Nina take it because I think she's better at explaining it than me. Yeah, why you're feeling? Because I was feeling yucky pooey too yesterday.
Yeah, and I haven't did anything to be tired.
Okay, T. There was a new moon and a solar eclipse. Now the solar eclipse heightens the new moon, and the new moon is basically for you to put out your new intentions and make things a little bit better in your life. But if you have not gotten rid of the garbage beforehand, sometimes that can create havoc in your life. So sometimes the new moon can make people a little bit jittery, a little bit jumpy, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's probably all that's going on right now. Give it a couple of days and things should settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, because I'm not sure what's going on, and it's just, like, I'm just real, like, tired, and I'm just not knowing what direction to go in.
No, we're
well,
all feeling that, honey. Yeah, we're all feeling it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nina.
No, that's why. So just try and get a good night's sleep tonight, and you should feel refreshed tomorrow. So look at this as a new beginning and toss it out, shake all the bad shit out, and go for a really good time tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You
okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, T, for calling, too. Yeah. All right.
I have the message.
Well,
from
sorry,
Paula.
We lost you, Paula. Sorry.
Lannis, I do have a message here from Paula. She says to let everyone know that you really enjoyed tonight and wishing everybody blessings on their life. And thank you very much for having her. And you are very welcome because we really enjoyed you being with us tonight.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Like I told her, she's always welcome. We're family now. She's welcome home.
You betcha.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and take us out. I started the music, so we had a full
all
show
right.
today. In fact, about an hour and a half almost.
Yeah, we're almost up to do an hour. But that's all right.
All
right, everyone. Have a great week. The effects from the new moon and the solar eclipse should leave you by now, if not by now, by tomorrow morning. So have a great rest of the week. We will see you. Well, Lennis will see you on Sunday, and I will see you again next Monday. Many blessings to you. And if no one's told you they love you, Lennis and I do.
There you go.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry, I started the wrong music. Good night, Nina. Thank you, and thank you, Paula. Oh, boy, I was getting out of here so quick I put on the wrong, and still did it. Well, you know what? The show is over. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I just don't want to do it, Nina. There it goes. Now we can say goodnight with the music.